This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The Rim fire up in the Sierra Nevada continues to burn. Best guesses are it's going to be another 10 days or so before it's fully under control. And I'll tell you, it's going to be an expensive 10 days. Direct costs so far come to $47 million. But there's a whole economic ecology up in the mountains that's going to be hit, too, even after the fire's out. There are cattle that graze in the high valleys up there, and the tourist dollars, of course. Even the Stanislaus National Forest itself, where most of the fire is burning, brings in money. A stand of trees that was part of a million-dollar timber sale is now gone. And all of that is before you even get to the science of the place. Marketplace's David Weinberg has that story.
In the 1920s, some forward-thinking scientists drew very detailed maps of parts of the Stanislaus Tuolumne Forest.
They mapped every tree.
Not just every tree, but every stump, every rock outcropping, every fallen log, and all the brush. Carl Skinner is a scientist who worked on updating those maps.
One of the things that showed us is that we have about three times as many trees out there now as there was in the early 1920s.
Skinner and his colleagues are trying to transform this experimental forest into what it was like in the 20s, so they can study how U.S. firefighting policy has made fires bigger and more costly. By someday setting the forest on fire with controlled burns. If the Rim fire burns the forest, it could destroy 80 years of research and investment.
It would give us a lot of information, but it would essentially end this experiment as it's being done.
A 75-mile drive south of the Stanislaus National Forest is the town of Groveland, which nearly burned. It's unseasonably quiet there, and the skies are hazy.
At the moment, they're incredibly smoky. And therefore, I've got a scratchy throat there, if you'll excuse it.
Peggy Mosley is the innkeeper of the Groveland Hotel. Normally, this holiday weekend, it would be totally full. Last night, only 2 of the 17 rooms were booked. But Mosley is hoping that will change soon. She wants to get people to come photograph the moonscape of charred forest.
One of the absolute incredible positives out of something like this is in the spring following a big fire. The wildflowers are absolutely unbelievable.
Mosley says she's already putting together some package deals. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.